This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
For every question they don't want you to ask, he has the answer they don't want you to hear. He is Alex Jones.
Under my thumb, the girl who once had me down. Under my thumb, the girl.
Man, I gotta tell you, I follow a lot of the Breitbart articles. We link to a lot of them at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. And I just haven't had the time to read all of Aaron Klein's articles. There's so many. I feel ashamed that I didn't even know a lot of these bombshells. I knew some of them. I knew he was the guy first there reporting on the fact that Moore was saying that he didn't sign that and it's fake and all the rest of it. That's all been vindicated. And now he's hounding around finding all this out. You got the Democrats knowing the Clintons are dead weight with all their sex problems. You got all these other Hollywood people doing it. So they decided to go ahead and burn some of their own, to have this moral superiority to then say, oh, Trump or other people, are perverts like they are. I don't see it flying. They've had a lot of fake polls out, just like they had against Trump, oversampling Democrats and things. But you're there on the ground. Aaron Klein, do you think Roy Moore is going to get elected in the senatorial special elections to replace Senator Jeff Sessions?
There's this Fox News shock poll that came out today claiming that he's something like 10 points behind. That's not what I'm feeling or hearing here. I mean, I've been here, like I said, for over a month, actually, and I make it a point wherever I go, gas stations, grocery stores, shopping malls, movie theaters. If I go into a bar, I talk to the bouncer, I talk to the bar, people inside the bar, just to get a feel. And
you've been canvassing Alabama.
Oh yeah, big time. And by the way, in different cities also, because I've been all over the place here. And I'm finding the exact opposite of what this Fox News poll is alleging, and that is, like, overwhelming support for Roy Moore. Because of the accusations, because of the establishment war against him. I mean, the one thing that Alabamians here hate more than anything else is being told what to do. And they feel that Mitch McConnell, 45 minutes after the Washington Post story comes out, suddenly Mitch McConnell calling for him to resign, the whole Republican establishment abandoning him, Democrat establishment, of course, pouring millions upon millions into this race. So they feel like they're being told what to do. And, of course, this election is about policy. It's about, at the end of the day, will the Trump agenda, which will touch every single American on all issues, immigration reform, economy, building the wall, maybe Obamacare, repeal and replace, on and on it goes. That it's critical to have every single vote in the Senate, as we saw with...
Well, sure. Also, most of this is 35, 40 years old. That's my issue, is if there's never one bit of smoke before, like Bill Clinton, there's smoke, fire, explosions, flamethrowers, burning hillsides like California when it comes to women being abused. And girls and the rest of it. With Moore, there's nothing until now, even though he's been in office, a DA, a judge. I mean, this to me is now phony. We've had time to look at it. We've had time to vet it. And so, again, it goes back to fake polls. They were sampling 9 to 15 to 20 points more for Democrats in all these fake polls saying Trump was going to lose. And it's the same story. I think most folks, you're going to answer the phone with some pollster calling Alabama saying, who are you going to vote for? They've got picked Democrat households. They know they're calling for these fake polls. That's what I think.
Well, if this were anything but a media campaign, then they would tell us the truth. They would tell us what I reported, first of all, that one of the accusers had her child taken away from her by Roy Moore's client. They would tell us that accuser, by the way, here's another one they ignored, was convicted. She is a felon for felony fraud against her own family, to the point where actually her family member turned her in and she went to jail. Not exactly credible, and a lot of issues with the other accusers. So So it's clear there's something else going on, because I've seen the way that the news media has ignored, has minimized these major stories. And
Aaron Klein, amazing. Please join us soon in the aftermath of the special election that we're, it's, I mean, we're here. It's now. It's happening very, very soon. And we'll be covering it all tomorrow, obviously. Aaron Klein, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be back with Matt Dubio. I'm Riding Shotgun. I'm Alex Jones.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun.
Ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, I love having Christmas trees in the studio. And to me, it's just pretty, you know, lights in the dark of the winter. That's why the ancient Druids and Germanic tribes would bring evergreen trees in during the freezing winter, because they believed it was powerful. It could live in the sub-zero temperatures that killed them, and it always stayed green. They liked the smell of it, and they would put little lights and candles on it, literally praying to the sun god to bring the sun back. So I love how the atheist and occultist, and I always see Druids and Wiccans protesting Christmas, and I'm just like, you know. And I don't think Jesus gets mad at us as Christians that we think tannenbaums are pretty. But, I mean, if you want to get down to brass tacks, these are big old giant occult symbols in here. But, you know, people say a rising sun behind the planets is the symbol of the Illuminati. Or they say a star on the flag is... No, every symbol's been taken over by occultists. I like the symbol of a sun rising behind the planet. It's pretty. I like Christmas trees. I like, you know, all of it. All of it has, you know, some type of, you know, cultural thing. It's not evil to culturally, you know, sit there and get a piece of mistletoe and have it be an excuse at a party drinking eggnog, you know, laced with rum or whatever, to, you know, like that girl and say, oh, everybody has to kiss under the mistletoe. And then it gives the girl, if she likes it, not harassment, the excuse to go under the mistletoe. You know, these are all rituals, you know, going on that people came up with. And again, the mistletoe was seen as an aphrodisiac, an hallucinogen, a lot of other things by the Druids and by those tribes. But it just shows how the left's trying to get rid of all this, and when all it is a mixture of, you know, Western European winter ritual with Christianity. People say, well, that's blasphemy. You're going to go to hell for that. It, God judges the heart. A pretty tree with lights on it. Now it's a Christian symbol. The leftists have really made it a Christian symbol, because they've said it's Christian. And again, they're so politically wicked, they just want to dominate all symbols and say, we want what you really like, Christmas trees you remember Grandma with. Grandma wouldn't put up a Christmas tree because she was a devil worshiper. She was putting up a Christmas tree because it was pretty. So that's what this comes down to. Matt Dubiel, I like that studio with 1530 WCKG, our big flagship there in Illinois. The next few weeks, we're going to have a big announcement. It's not just the good old 1530, but also the 102.3 that covers much of the city, but it's about to cover it all. I'm going to leave it at that. But fantastic radio station, picking up Owen Shore in the War Room, David Knight in the Real News, and so much more. So tell us, my friend, what you've got coming up today.
Well, Alex, you know, they were afraid of mistletoe because when you have Joe Biden in the White House for 8 years, you get really skittish around the mistletoe because creepy Uncle Joe gets near the mistletoe.
He's going to rape you under the mistletoe, yeah.
Watch out. Coming up, what does Chelsea Handler, Keith Olbermann, and Joy Behar all have in common with Buzz Aldrin? That's one of the things I'm excited to talk about. And as you know, the social media channels are abuzz today with anti-bullying cries for a young guy in the heels of a verdict in Chicago where somebody actually physically harmed a human being in a hate crime, pled guilty, and wasn't convicted or was convicted but wasn't punished at all.
Oh, by the way, we had that footage.
We
have that footage bleeped out. I meant to lead the show with that, but there was another Islamic terror attack. They said we were liars last year when this happened. You reported on it here. They said it's fake. They're not torturing that white guy, cutting part of his scalp out, saying we're going to kill you as the mind of a 4-year-old autistic man. And, of course, they did, and the judge said, hey, they're black, he's white, I'm letting you go. Just like, hey, you shoot a white woman, Kate Stanley in the back, we're not just going to not send you to jail or give you a manslaughter for this. If you try to have a march for her, we're going to have Antifa come out and physically attack you.
I can't even watch that video. Even just you showing me the clip of the video just now, it's one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen. And what I see are people hurting people. I didn't even really go to when it happened.
If I saw six white people with a black guy tied up, beating him up, I would get pissed and I'd be ashamed. What makes it worse is imagine it was a mentally retarded black man or white guy. Exactly. I don't see what color they are. What I see is a bunch of crazy racist nuts wound up by the media because they're going, screw you, Trump. Because it's all about Trump. He's some clean cut, mentally retarded guy. But because he's clean cut, because mommy dressed him that way, they think they're getting back at Whitey when it's somebody that doesn't have half of what they got.
This poor little boy was tortured by other people. I don't know how other people can do that to people. And when that happens, and when judges see that, I tweeted out the judge's name, not for retribution or anything, but people need to know.
Yeah, we've got
people
an article up on Infowars.com. Can one of you guys print that, or ladies, print that for me, just so we have that in the next segment, because I want to read. The judge said, I don't think sending you folks to jail, I mean, that's the quote, for doing this, it will help you. So I'm just going to let you go, probation.
And they banned her and the others from social media. That's, by the way, that's not a punishment. That is actually
a
service. It's a gift. Exactly. That is a gift. It's not a punishment. That those people need to be punished.
How can they? Because this is kidnapping. They had the guy for much of a day, tortured him, kept saying, we're going to kill you. I mean, let's just show the video for TV viewers, just his face. Because remember when they said it was fake? Remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
And look at this. How old was he?
He was a teenager. I don't think they gave his age. I suspect under 18. And it's horrible. I mean, it's just the most disgusting.
And the young racist black crazy people don't even know that. Why are you doing it live on the internet, idiots? You've got a retarded white kid torturing the hell out of him, and then you're putting it out on the internet.
There's a real problem with what people are and aren't doing on the internet. And the opposite, the polar opposite of this to me is this recent, this flurry on Twitter with this young guy, Keaton, who was bullied. And I saw that video too. His mother put up a video for people who haven't seen it. His mother put up a video. There's some kids that have been teasing him. He's got, maybe a speech impediment or something going on.
He's got a cleft lip and I'm sad for him, but I wonder if daddy's around because he needs to learn how to, I guess you go to jail now if you fight back.
Exactly. So in my life, in my family, in the world that I'm growing up in or that I grew up in, you don't air your grievances on social media first to get the world to rally around you in this victim mentality. You need to teach that young man how to defend himself, how to protect himself, how not to be a victim. And that seems to be lost in this world today. They don't teach it
because they want victims. And it's the number one story in the world. And I should have led the show with that. That's why I got a real talk show host like you here, Matt. By the way, Matt, we got to figure out a home for you every day here. So I want to launch more shows. And I think you know, teaming you up with one of the other guys, it would do you a disjustice because they're great, you're great. I think you're kind of a one-man show, and having a guest you went on, you need to pick your slot with us. No, I mean, I've known you like 8 years. You've been carrying the show. You've come down and visited me. We've been out to dinner. You know, met some of your family. But you need to start hosting here. You need to just come on every day. No, I'm sure. When I listen to you, you do better talk radio than I do. You always cover the biggest stories, but always tie it into stuff that's important. You hijack the big story and then use it to wake people up about bigger issues. I mean, you're the man.
Oh, it's nice of you. You know what happens is you guys are so on the front line every day. There's so much stuff to cover, as you know. There's so many things going on. It's tough. And what happens is I'm frankly not as busy as you guys are. So I end up seeing things, and I see these reactions from parents in the pickup line at school and the way people are reacting, and it's mind-boggling, and so it's just a little bit of
teaches kids to be whiny babies. But again, it's not their fault. They don't let them fight back. They take dads out of the home. The guy should have a big brother or a cousin. And if somebody really did do that, you don't beat up the kids that are beating him up. You go find their brother and beat them up.
Exactly. Well, that's one of the things I hear these celebrities saying is on Twitter, they're saying, well, we should go get these bullies. Okay, wait a minute. So your answer to the bullying is to go bully more bullies? That doesn't make any sense. The answer is
no, their dads need to be beating their asses.
Yes.
And by that, I mean making them run around the block, they throw up, putting them, you know, grounding them, whatever.
Yeah.
Matt Dibiel from the WCKG 1530 AM. And 102.3, ladies and gentlemen, in Chicago, spread the word. The revolution will be transmitted, and it will be televised as well. Stay with us. Please spread the word on the live links, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. I like your coffee cup. Conservatism is a new cup.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses.
Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Front lines of Chicagoland, broadcasting worldwide.
On the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Out of my way. I'm coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, the ATX. And we've got Matt Duviel here from Chicago. As we're trying to recapture these Democrat globalist-held cities. We do that first by removing the Republican establishment to restore Americana, restore the engine of success. Here's the article I was mentioning earlier. We just tuned in. Torture of disabled white teen released on probation. Don't mess this up, says the judge. And then you see the folks that kidnapped the mentally retarded guy, tortured him, cut part of his scalp off, kept telling him, we're going to kill you. I mean, this is kidnapping, aggravated with weapons, torturing him, bodily harm, menacing, and you know what? No jail time, baby. No, I mean, it just goes on for hour after hour. We're going to kill you, you white piece of garbage. And I'm not blaming all black people for this. But where is the media decrying it? They won't cover it except to say it was fake last year. That's why Matt Duviel brought that up. And you see, Tate Stanley, shot in the back by an illegal alien who'd been deported five times. Most of the crime against Hispanics is usually by illegal aliens that come into their own neighborhoods. So it's hurting Hispanics more than anybody. But this lady, white lady, gets shot in the back, and the jury could not convict him. Couldn't even give him manslaughter, which just means you did it accidentally. It's a license to kill. This guy is 007 because they thought it would hand Trump a victory, which shows how the left is like a cult. That empowered everybody to get Tate's Law and all this. And it creates a backlash on Hispanic Americans that aren't connected to all these illegals and criminals and mental patients that are coming over the border. I mean, you can't go to Mexico and just stay there or be a criminal and do whatever you want. I mean, it's the same thing. Even though that's where people used to run, but you had to hide out and not get in trouble and use a fake name. You didn't get deported, some people like 40 times I've seen. Matt Duviel's taking over in about 1 minute. Just first off, because I didn't plug very much today, and this is the holiday season. It's Christmas. It's when we do a lot of our funding to see how we're going to hopefully stay the same size or expand next year. And I've been so focused on news. Most people are plugging every segment on talk radio, and I should be. I've been plugging once an hour. So please listen to the deals we've got. They're great, and take action. We're calling this not just Christmas Monday, because they have that thing called Green Monday to be environmental. I say, yeah, don't fight the cars. Don't fight the traffic. Don't fight the lines. Don't do all that crazy stuff. Buy online or go to mom and pop shops, whatever you do, not the big corporate stores. But Christmas week, we're launching massive Christmas savings all week long at InfoWarsStore.com plus site-wide free shipping. And a bunch of the sales we have, we're extending on the colloidal silver, 67% off. And on Supermel Vitality, 50% off. And on BrainForce, 50% off, even though a lot of those are close to selling out. And on Alpha Power, the new introductory super products. Just learn about that, folks. Incredible. You owe it yourself to get this. 50% off. The Real Red Pill, brand new, 50% off. DNA Force, 33% off. Well, that's about to sell out. Survival Shield, 50% off. Knockout, 50% off. Prosper, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. InForce Selects, high-quality swearable food, 50% off. Plus, much more. Books, T-shirts, films. I've got shirts that say it's okay to be white. It's okay to be black. It's okay to be brown. It's okay to be red. It's okay to be pink. It's okay. But at the bottom it says it's great to be human.
We've got triggering shirts, All Lives Matter. Oh, those are beautiful. And they're great ways to just reach out and be called a Nazi for saying that. But that's only in university areas, a few leftist cities, and in certain enclaves. Most places you'll get, you know, dinner bought for you. Seriously, or meet like-minded people. But we've got shirts that aren't as radical either at InfoWarsStore.com. Whatever you do, please commit today to check out the products. A lot of these are limited edition that are selling out. So check out the ball caps. We've got a lot of hoodies, a lot of other great stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Christmas week. It's Christmas week, so thank you all for giving yourself a present and getting high-quality products at low prices and giving the country and the world a present while you fund InfoWars. It gives you cutting-edge, fearless news and information in an information warfare era. Now, back to Matt Dubiel and 1530. We have teleprompter 3, 1530 WCKG. And, of course, it's also got the FM affiliate as well, 102.3 WCKG. Back to Matt Dubiel.
Alex, it's dangerous in Chicago, brother. It's 11 out of 11 homicides in the month of December, and today is what, the 10th? Is today the 10th?
The 11th.
The 11th. So we're one for one every day, which is sad and disgusting. For the month of November, 39 deaths in Chicago. And what people don't realize, what the media doesn't tell you, just like the story about the those people that kidnapped somebody. Could you imagine if you kidnapped, if you went to, let's say, Singapore or another country in the UK or anywhere abroad, and you committed a crime like shoplifting? Or back in the day, I remember there were kids that spray painted, and I think it was in Singapore. And they ended up, yeah, they ended up getting caned. And there was this big international to-do about these kids because they, I don't know, spray painted something, and then they were getting caned, or they were going to get caned, and then, you know, there was diplomatic efforts that had to be taken into account. And here in the United States of America, we have citizens kidnapping other citizens. And in what is defined as a hate crime, and the judge in the hate crime, after the person pleads guilty, says, you know what, we're putting people in jail for not paying their child support. We're putting people in jail for smoking pot when they're dying of cancer. We're putting people in jail for in debtors' prisons for other white-collar crimes. But you committed the act of kidnapping somebody. You abused the person. You videotaped it and showed it to people. I'm just going to ban you from social media. That's all we're going
to
do.
You cut a piece of their scalp out, and you tell them you're going to kill them. This guy thought for hours he was about to die. You see the sorrow.
It was a disgusting, disgusting display and abuse and torture. This should never happen. You know, and by the way, in the meantime, we debate whether we should do stuff similar to this at like Guantanamo for people that are terrorists. And everybody gets involved and says, oh, no, we shouldn't waterboard terrorists to find out when they're going to kill the next 50,000 people.
And the look in that kid's eyes where he's like totally confused. He's mentally retarded. And he's just like begging, like, why? Why? And they just keep torturing him. It's just, that's mainstream media created that.
Yeah, you know, I remember right after the election, the internet and Facebook and social media was swelling with the BS storyline of, what am I going to tell my kids? What am I going to tell my daughter about Hillary not winning? What am I going to tell my kids about Trump? What do you tell your kids about this world where this can happen to an innocent child? And by the way, I think both of us would be saying the same thing if that was a black kid, Hispanic kid.
Absolutely. Listen, I'm ashamed. Even though I'm not at fault if some other white person does something, I would be ashamed. I'm ashamed as a human watching these black people act like this. I'd feel a lot better if I saw black leaders saying, hey, those kids ought to get thrown in prison for 5 years, man. You kidnap somebody, you say you're going to kill them, you torture them, and on top of it, it's a mentally retarded person? I mean, what's up? That is just, it's crazy.
If Al Sharpton was worth his salt, if the Reverend Jesse Jackson was worth his salt, they would be on television right now saying, you know what, this was a miscarriage of justice, and we should be doing better. These children that did these crimes should be punished. They don't represent us. They don't represent the black community. Mothers and grandmothers and fathers in this community should be doing better, and this is not us.
Well, that's the excuse is these teenagers are like 15, 16, 19. I mean, Brittany Covington, the one they just let off, they had to. She's 19, the ringleader. I mean, when do women commit crimes like this? We have women in America now torturing people? After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalists and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
It's Matt Dubiel filling in for Alex Jones from Chicago. I sort of felt like Dave Ramsey there for a second. That's that's one of the songs Dave Ramsey, I think it's Baker Street. It's one of the songs Dave Ramsey uses in his radio network, where he focuses on telling you to not get into debt, pay off your house, and be scared all the time, pretty much. Some of his advice is good, but some of it is pretty out there. News today from Chicago. Chicago, you may have heard, is a dangerous place. Not everywhere, but there's certain areas, specifically where the former president claims to be from. That's an area where there's a lot of gunshots, a lot of death, a lot of gang activity. And unfortunately, to date in 2017, we have 643 murders in Chicago. 643 murders total in Chicago, homicides. 594 of those people were shot and killed. 594. So just when you kind of do the math, you can figure out, you divide that by 12, as I've said before, and I'm going to keep saying it until it stops. It's Las Vegas every month in slow motion in Chicago. It's Las Vegas every month in slow motion in Chicago. Nobody cares, nobody cares, nobody cares. Why doesn't anybody care? Well, because mostly it's black people shooting each other, and the news doesn't care about that. The mayor of Chicago doesn't care about that. The governor of Chicago doesn't care about that. And sadly, neither does, by the way, the mayor is a Democrat. The governor is a Republican. Mayor's a Democrat. Governor is a Republican. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what party they're a part of. They're both a part of the parties that do nothing. They're both a part of the swamp. Okay, the swamp needs to be drained. That's the whole motif behind this movement that started to swell up a couple of years ago. It's not just about Trump, really. In fact, it's not about Trump at all. It's about you. It's about me. It's about us paying attention and waking up and going like, oh, well, I've been sleeping for all this time. It's time for me to wake up and participate in my life. It's time for me to wake up and participate in this experiment we call the United States of America. It's an experiment, and it's working as long as, like, people wake up and pay attention. That means that you can't just elect people and hope that they're going to be superheroes and just save you and be like, all right, well, you know, we took care of that. We elected Rahm Emanuel. We took care of it. We elected Bruce Rauner. We took care of it. We elected Donald Trump. Guess what? He needs your help. They all need your help. The Americans need your help. Why? Because what happens when these guys get into office, not hopefully our president, but we got to keep an eye on them and make sure. But for example, we got a congressman in the 5th District of Illinois, Congressman Mike Quigley. He's responsible for the 5th District. Now, he is not the chancellor of the 5th District. He is not the knight of the 5th District. He is supposed to be the representative of the 5th District, representing the people of the 5th District. And instead of fixing the murder problem, instead of being actively involved in fixing the homicide problem in his backyard, he's focused on what? Twitter. InfoWars. Alex Jones bad. Twitter bad. Fake news bad. This guy's in front of he's part of the House Intelligence Committee, and he's out there propagating this Russia nonsense and propagating the fake news against the people, not the fake news outlets like CNN, but those outlets that are actually working to thwart the fake news outlets, saying that they're pushing forward stories that aren't true. Mike Quigley, Congressman Mike Quigley. Guess what? He's going to need to be reelected at some point. Rahm Emanuel is going to need to be reelected at some point. Bruce Rauner right now is going up against a bunch of other billionaires in Illinois to try and be reelected at some point. What are you going to do about it? And if you're not in Chicago, why do you care? If you're not in Illinois, why do you care? Why should you care? I say this, and I'm going to say it again. It's coming to a theater near you, my friend. Why do you think this Kate Stein stuff happened? Why do you think the judicial system failed us on the West Coast? It's coming to a theater near you. How do you know? I'll give you an example. Last week in Chicago, there was a meeting. And it wasn't a secret. It wasn't a secret society meeting. It was out in the open. And it was mayors from all over the world. Mayors from all over the world came to Chicago. The mayor of Austin, Texas was there. The mayor of San Francisco was there. The mayor of San Diego, I think, was there also. Many, many mayors, all the mayors, some of the best mayors, some of them probably not so good, all got together in Chicago. What do you think they got together to talk about? What do you think was the topic? I just hazard a guess right now. What do you think they came to Chicago? Somehow, Rahm Emanuel and whoever put this together got all these mayors to fly in their busy schedules. They all got a bunch of stuff going on. They have things to do. They have cities to run. They came into Chicago. I thought maybe they were being trained on how to run their city into the ground. Because if there's something that Rahm Emanuel is qualified to do, he can teach them all how to turn their cities into a rotting cesspool. Learn how to turn your city into a rotting cesspool. Tickets are only $9.97. You can be in VIP seating. You can be in the VIP area. Join us for a three-day conference on how to turn your city into a rotting cesspool. Join Rahm Emanuel and other keynote speakers like Khan from London. Who else can we get to show people how to turn their city into a rotting cesspool? Now, actually, that wasn't what the meeting was about. The meeting was about climate change. Climate change. It was about the weather. These Jamokes got together. Mayors. They're some of the most important leaders in some of the biggest cities in the country and the world. Listen to me. Listen to me very carefully. Think about this for a minute. The mayors of the biggest cities on planet Earth. The mayors of the biggest cities in Canada and Europe and the United States, all over the world, convened in Chicago, the murder capital of the United States of America, where it's Las Vegas every day, Las Vegas every month in slow motion. They all flew in. They all canceled their appointments. Very busy people. And they all got together in a room, and they sat and chit-chatted about the weather. Let that sink in. The most powerful leaders in the biggest cities. Now, these cities are thwarting national efforts and very important missions from the United States of America. They're thumbing their nose at the United States government, the president of the United States, at nearly every turn. Oh, we're going to be a sanctuary city. Screw what the president says. We're going to let just a bunch of anybody come into the city, and we're going to stand up as a sanctuary city. We're going to stand up for that. These are the same cities that won't stand up for the people getting shot and murdered on their south side. These are the same cities that their roads are like the surface of the moon. Speaking of the moon, the president has announced, and we're going to talk about this in the next segment. The president, Donald Trump, has announced he's going to sign a directive to send Americans back to the moon and eventually to Mars. And this is very exciting. President Trump is signing a directive to send Americans back to the moon and eventually to Mars. I have a short list of people I'd like him to send first. Some of you might be too young to remember the honeymooners, but was it Ralph? To the moon, Alice! To the moon! There's some people that we should be sending to the moon. I've compiled a short list. I would like you to participate and let me know who you'd like to send to the moon. First on my list might be Chelsea Handler. If you have any ideas, you can tweet them to me at Matt on Air. We'll talk about who the president should send to the moon. Coming up, it's InfoWars Live from Chicago. My name is Matt Dubiel from AM 1530 WCKG. It's dangerous here in Chicago. Who should we send to the moon? We'll talk about that next on InfoWars.com/show.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're getting this transmission, you are the resistance. Hey, how you doing? It's Matt Dubiel from Chicago, broadcasting from the AM 1530 WCKG remote Dubiel Bunker Studios, filling in for Alex Jones, and I love doing it. What a great call on a Monday to get. Hey, do you want to come in? Do you want to come on and talk a little bit about what's going on in Chicago? Talk about what's going on in the world and in the country and chit-chat with Alex Jones for a little bit. The answer is almost always going to be yes. My radio station's website is WCKG.com, and the page they were just showing you, if you're watching this, at Infowars.com/show is a support page for the radio station. Alex mentioned, he hinted that we're building a bigger station, and that is absolutely true. Now, I can't talk about all the details yet because there's a lot of moving parts, but we're building a very something very big, something very tremendous. Many people are going to like it. Many people are saying it's going to be very great. We're building it on a building that has a very popular word on the front of it. And we would love to have you help and participate. That's what that page is for, WCKG.com/support. Anybody that supports us, I will mail you personally a I Helped Build 102.3 sticker. And if you pick any of those monthly deals, I will send you a Q101 t-shirt. Now, why in the world would you want anything like that? As Alex said, when you have this stuff on, it inspires conversation. You know, somebody might say, well, what do you have a bumper sticker for that says that you helped build some radio station in Chicago? You're here in Omaha. What are you wearing some shirt about some station in Chicago? You're here in Alabama. You're here in Texas. That's a great opportunity to say, well, listen, here's the deal. It's the biggest radio station that is carrying Alex's show. And if we can make it work in Chicago, and if we can get this message out over and over again in Chicago, then we can show other areas that we can make it work there. See, their same strategies and tactics, this coming to a theater near you business, it can work in our favor too. You just got to pick an area, go all in, and then expand from there. So there's some news today. President Donald Trump is going to be signing a directive to send Americans back to the moon and eventually to Mars. This is very exciting because I have a list of people that I would like to nominate for President Trump to send to the moon. First person on that list, as one of the producers there at InfoWars suggested and pointed out, there's a whole list of people that said they were going to leave the country if President Trump was elected. I'd just like to start with some of the jerks that are in the country right now that say some of the most ridiculous things and do some of the most ridiculous things under the auspices of being caring and being liberal and being kind. And the first person that comes to mind for me is Chelsea Handler. Chelsea Handler is very unusual to me because there was a time when she was on this E! Television network and there was all these rumors about how she got the television show and what she had to do to get the TV show. I don't know if any of those are true or not. She joked about them. But there's some times where she looks kind of nice, and then the rest of the time she looks absolutely hideous. And really, if you read what she writes and what she types and what she tweets, it's very ugly. It's a very ugly persona that she's adopted. And I'm not going to make excuses for her. Maybe she's been through some things that are rough. But it's interesting, in a world where we're constantly opining and giving our thoughts and opinions about the bullying of others. And she's one of those people that will talk about bullying and talk about women's rights. She's out there tweeting about what feminism is and what feminism isn't. She's injected herself into this Roy Moore Alabama stuff, which, by the way, I stay out of. I don't live in Alabama. I'm not an Alabama voter. I'm going to let the people in Alabama figure out what they have to do and what's right for them. That's how this thing is set up. I focus on the things in my backyard, and I get to know what's going on in my backyard. If I'm paying so much attention to what's happening over the fence, I'm not watching what's happening in my yard. And I got to pay attention to what's in my yard, because if I don't, there's going to be some foxes in the hen house. And I don't want that happening in my yard. So I will focus on my backyard. I will let the Alabama people focus on their backyard. And I trust that they're smart enough and doggone it, people like them. They're going to figure it out on their own. So back to Chelsea Handler. Chelsea has chimed in about the Roy Moore saga and about what feminism is. And yeah, look at her. She's just an interesting person. She's chimed in on about what feminism is and what feminism isn't. And I want President Trump to send her to the moon first, because after she goes on this tirade about feminism, what does she do? Well, she naturally begins to attack Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who is the press secretary for the Trump administration. And she fat shames Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who, by the way, Sarah Huckabee Sanders is not fat, number one. She's a very well-spoken. She's got her act together. She might be one of the best press secretaries we've ever had. And she does a very good job handling the jackals in the press pit. She might be the best one there's ever been. And what does Chelsea Handler do? She begins to attack her, not just for her job or what she does or how she does her job. Chelsea Handler attacks another woman for her looks and her body type. Sounds an awful lot like bullying to me. So let's send Chelsea Handler to the moon first. She's number one on my list. I mean, this could be very easy. We could say that we should send Hillary Clinton to the moon, but I think there's other plans for Hillary, and I like the other places they might send her better. The moon is where I want to send Chelsea Handler. It's been announced, if you're just joining us, that Donald Trump is going to be signing a directive to send Americans back to the moon, eventually to Mars. A lot of us are old enough to remember the honeymooners, and one of the famous quotes from Ralph Cramden was, "To the moon, Alice! To the moon!" That's what he said he was going to do when she got on his nerves. He was going to send her to the moon. Same thing with Ralph, or with Norton. To the moon, Norton! To the moon! He didn't have any kids, believe me. I don't think so. Maybe I didn't watch the episodes late enough to realize if he ever had kids or not. But the Cramdens never threatened to send the kids to the moon. So I would like to send Chelsea Handler to the moon. Who would you like to send to the moon? Please tweet me at Matt on Air with your suggestions for who Donald Trump should send to the moon first. Donald Trump to sign a directive to send Americans back to the moon and eventually to Mars. Maybe you have a preference. You know, maybe you want to send Chelsea to the moon and Keith Olbermann, maybe he goes to Mars because he would eventually get asphyxiated because of the atmosphere in Mars and it's further away. Keith Olbermann is probably second on my list, although it's kind of like he was on Mars because he was doing a web series for a magazine that's failing. So that's a lot like being on Mars. And if you ever watched it, and I only watched little clips of it that were just weird to me, I don't know, is he trying to perpetrate that he's in France? Is that what that background is about? If you listen to the audio of the Keith Olbermann Mars report, it always sounds to me like he's in his mother's basement and maybe in the bathroom in his mother's basement. I wish one of the Garrison cartoonists would draw a cartoon of Keith Olbermann and where you could see the panned out view and he's actually sitting on the toilet, because that's what it sounds like. It's very echoey. I don't know if they can't afford good audio equipment over there at GQ. Maybe the cutbacks. Keith Olbermann is number two on my list. I'm not doing this Letterman style because I'm actually going not in reverse. I'm just going to name the people that I think, and I would love to hear who you think. And I would definitely love to look at that list of the people that said they were going to leave the country. Of course, none of them did. Number three on my list, perhaps one of the most vile reporters in the business is Jim Acosta at CNN. I met Jim, like we didn't shake hands and have a conversation together, but I heard him saying terrible things about you and I. I heard him saying terrible things about Americans that were at the Trump rally in Chicago, calling them stupid, and just the things that he said and the disdain he had for everyday American people I found tremendously disgusting. And I would think that he would be a great candidate to send to the moon as President Trump is signing a directive to send Americans back to the moon, eventually to Mars. Now, I'm sure this will be twisted by weird sources to say that, some idiot on InfoWars thinks that Trump is actually sending citizens to the moon. I know full well what he's talking about is rebuilding our space program and making us great again intergalactically, which is tremendous. Number four for me is Joy Behar. She belongs maybe on Mars. Maybe the moon is a little bit too close. Perhaps the dark side of the moon would be best for Joy because her idiocy, it really transcends. I think if you put Joy Behar on the other side of the moon, her lunacy and her idiocy maybe would somehow stay out there, because her being allowed to broadcast that just her complete lack of common sense on a major network to me is very scary. I would love to know who you think should be sent to the moon and perhaps who should be sent to Mars. President Trump to sign a directive to send Americans back to the moon, eventually to Mars. Who should stay and who should go? Share it with me. It's always a pleasure to hang out with InfoWars. And War Room is next. Owen Schroyer. Make sure you've got it on InfoWars.com/show. From Chicago, it's Matt Dubiel for InfoWars.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon,
and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
I want to plow in.